This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
I was delighted, you know, Rajay, when he starts that sort of, I just want to go, yes! And I'm sure the rest of you in the room go, yes, part-time students matter. And you have someone with that passion, because Rajay and I do a lot of joint lobbying and a lot of joint influencing of government. And I think it is a lot of that passion that we manage to make government listen to us. And I think we are winning, slowly, but I think we're winning. Trish King, Pro Vice Master for Student Experience at Birkbeck. And I always say, any woman who has the job title that has the words pro and vice and master in her job title is probably in trouble. I do tweet. That's my tweet name. I thought I'd tell you that before I start tweeting from the platform. Otherwise, you'd think I was doing my emails. But actually, I thought I might tweet about this conference. What does a student look like? Government thinks they look like that. Government thinks they're 18-year-olds who come straight from school, who come through the UCAS system, and everything about the way that BIS is currently trying to communicate with students about the fee regime that Claire talked about is targeted at 18-year-olds and their parents. Now, we know, all of us in the room know, that yes, of course, as Rajay says, the sector does look a lot like that. Our students don't look like that. That's what our students look like. Those are all genuine Birkbeck students who come to college with a range of life stories. You know, they come from all backgrounds, all age profiles, all ethnicity. Our youngest student is 18, came straight from school, came to do a University of London degree, four years part-time in the evening. They'll graduate without debt, they'll graduate with 4 years work experience. Smart kid, as far as I'm concerned. Oldest student at our organization right now, came into our student center 2 years ago, trying to enroll on the final year of her undergraduate degree. She went up to the center and she said, I'm struggling to do it online. And the young guy behind the counter thought, poor dear, you know, she's clearly old, can't cope with the system. She said, no, young man, I can use your systems, it just won't accept my date of birth. And the guy said, what's your date of birth? To which she said, 1909. She is just finishing her geography degree. She graduates with us in November of this year in a couple of weeks' time. I believe that we are winning the political understanding debate about part-time students. You know, Rajay and I and lots of colleagues in the room constantly, we try not to lobby these days, we try to influence quietly in the background because actually people are listening. People do understand, you know, you listen to what Lord Brown said, you listen to what Willetts now says, what Clegg now says, what Cable now says. You know, we have, did any of you read in the Times Higher yesterday that a Birkbeck colleague, a woman called Belinda Brooks-Gordon, who's a Lib Dem councillor, took a debate to her conference, and they voted to support the notion that part-time students shouldn't start to repay at 3.5 years. When the education bill went through the House of Lords last week, the government minister and the Lords said, we will reconsider this. We will go again and look to see if there's something we can do about part-time students not repaying at 3.5 years. So we are beginning to win that debate, and actually that one piece of the jigsaw may yet, I mean, who knows, it's uncertain, but at this point it may yet. The government position is they will reconsider it. The difficulty for us is not particularly at a headline rhetorical level, because I think the ministers genuinely are committed to part-time students. I think the reality is when it comes down to some of the civil servants who are writing the policy, the student loans company who are trying to work out how to deliver loans for part-time students, you know, UUK understanding. Because the part-time sector is not, there isn't, my view, there isn't such a thing as a part-time sector. You know, we are not all the same. You know, there is that homogenous group of students who come through the UCAS system, go to school. Our students are not at school. They're not in college. They're not coming through the UCAS system. They are probably the most non-traditional students in the sector and the least confident, and yet there is very little in our community that is set up to support those people. But they are not particularly like each other's. You know, your version of part-time won't be the same as my version of part-time. And so there is a lot of goodwill, but people do not necessarily understand what it means to be a part-time student. So what's that? Oh, sorry. Also, I didn't laugh too loud with that microphone. I don't know why I put this in, but it just made me laugh. This was a bunch of sort of school children having a graduation ceremony. And I think a lot of what the government thinks social mobility is about is going back down the age profile and getting young people to aspire to university. Birkbeck would argue, and it's what we do a lot, that actually what you should be looking at is not just the kids, but their parents too. And one of the quickest ways of getting young people out of sort of deprivation is educating their parents and not just going back and working with young people at primary school. But I put that image in just because I like it. You will see, I don't use many words in presentations these days. I like pictures. George Burt Beck, you know, a bit like Rajay, you know, when I'm on the stage, I have to tell you a little bit about our organisation because this is one opportunity to pitch Burt Beck to you. This is the guy who founded our institution. We have been at this since 1823. We have been educating part-time mature learners in London since 1823 when he set us up. There has always been political interference in part-time student education. This guy came to London, thought, you know, Victorian philanthropist, wanted to change the world. I want to invest my money in educating working people in London. 1820s, if you didn't have money, you didn't have an education. So he put an ad in the Times and he said, working people of London, come to a pub on the Strand, and if you're interested in education in the evening. 2,000 people turned up to that pub, so he knew he was onto something. But Hansard of the day records that the government said, this man is sowing the seeds of evil in our society. If you educate the sailor to the same level as the captain, what you get is mutiny. And maybe they were right, because we started the college called the Mechanics Institute. And in that Mechanics Institute roots is the beginnings of the labour movement. You know, when working class people come together, they did indeed mobilise. So maybe they were right, but it's clearly a good thing. My sort of role today is student experience. And I think students coming in, whether they are full-time, part-time, coming into our sector in 2012, come in against the backdrop of issues around sort of students complaining. I mean, these are images that, I mean, I've just come back from a conference in Australia. People in Australia were horrified to see that students in our world were campaigning against the changes that were happening in our country. And these images are the images against which our student body are applying to come to university for 2012. I mean, I don't know whether you've heard, and we don't have many students in UCAS, but I heard that UCAS applications at this point are down 33% on this point last year. Now, there may be all sorts of reasons for that, but that's the medics, that's the vets, and that's Oxbridge at this point in the cycle. So already, you know, there are indications that things are not going well. This is the context in which those students are applying to come to university. And I think we mustn't lose sight, when we're looking at the student experience for students in 2012, we mustn't lose sight of the context in which they're coming to university. And, of course, that whole concern that, you know, Claire's notion, what is happening about student loans is extraordinarily complex. I'm working with Martin Lewis on this independent task force of student finance that he's just launched. It's a really hard thing to explain to full-time students. It's an almost impossible challenge to explain this to part-time students in a way that they get it. But the perceptions of students coming into our world is that this burden of debt is theirs. Now, if you listen to Martin Lewis and you agree with him, this is not a debt. This is a loan. This is a graduate tax. If you don't earn money, you never pay it back. Do our students believe that coming into the cycle? No, they don't. What they believe is what they saw about those student riots, and they believe that image. It's actually an image from America. It's not actually particularly related to our world. It's quite old. But I thought that's the perception that students have. That's the challenge we have in terms of looking after our students. So what does student experience mean for part-time students in changing times? Now, at Burt Beck, we believe that the student experience starts at the very first point of contact that we have with a student and goes all the way through the student journey until the point at which they join their alumni. And frankly, I have the alumni department in my department at Burt Beck. I think it then goes on for life, because when you've had a student who's had a life-changing experience, and most part-time mature learners will describe their experience as life-changing, they become yours for life. Our alums, because we're London, because they all live in the M25, they come back, they volunteer for us, they run our orientation sessions, they give us money, they buddy, they mentor, you know, they stay part of our world. So for us, the student experience is literally first point of contact to grave. You know, this is womb to tomb stuff at Burt Beck. Because we are an institution that doesn't have much money, you know, where do we actually focus? What I do as Pro Vice Master of Student Experience, where we focus it on is that pre-entry journey to the end of the first year. Because for a part-time, non-traditional student, if you want to still have them in your second year, the critical phase is the pre-entry phase, and that sort of first few weeks before they start and the first few weeks when they're on the course until Christmas. So the work that we do at Burt Beck that is under the banner of student experience is particularly pre-entry to the beginning of the second year. I am a marketer, apologise for this, but I actually have this concept of moments of truth, that if you are an institution, and we are an institution that says, you know, we are London's evening university, we specialise in looking after part-time students, every point of contact that we have with those students is a moment of truth for that non-traditional learner. Get it right, you inspire them for the future. Get it wrong, and they feel that they shouldn't be in your classrooms, and they disappear on you. So, you know, although it is, you know, and that definition is a marketing definition, it's a concept that we use a lot at Birkbeck, particularly in that non-traditional student journey into study. For us, it can take 3 years before a student moves from first point of contact to actually being in our classroom. And then when they apply incredibly late in the cycle. You know, they'll apply. We're still getting applications now, and term started yet, you know, last week. So it's very back-ended. It's not because people aren't planning properly. It's because non-traditional learners can take 3 years to decide, but there's a point at which the finance stacks up, the kid's all right, the job is manageable, I can do it, quick, let's get into a classroom. Again, because I am a marketer, this concept of promise what you can deliver, deliver what you promise, which is don't over-promise, particularly to non-traditional students. Don't tell them it will be easy, because it won't be. So I do an open evening presentation, I do the orientation presentation, I'm doing one Saturday morning, where I say, you know, no one will tell you this is going to be easy. It isn't. Being a part-time mature learner is not easy, but it can be life-changing and it can be inspirational. So I think what we do in those moments of truth in that journey in is to make sure that we're truthful and actually, you know, set out how it might be and set out the support mechanisms that we put in place to support those students. These are our students. This is some of the things that we do. We have a whole, you know, first point of contact. Most of our students don't come through the UCAS system. We meet them wherever they are. They may be in sort of community centres, libraries, shopping centres in East London. You know, wherever mature learners are likely to be gathered, we have a whole series of activities. We have an outreach team that spends time. So we actually engage a lot with students on a one-to-one basis. We have an outdoor campaign because our students are direct applicants. You know, they're not coming through UCAS. They need to know about us. So if you live in London, I hope you have seen the Birkbeck ads on the buses, on the trains, on the tubes. That's one on the tube. That one says, I don't know if you can read it, it says, transform the end of the day into the beginning of your future. And at the bottom of all of our ads, it says, London's Evening University. Because what's the one message we want to make sure everyone gets is that you can come to a good university and you can come in the evening. To do a Rajay pitch, because, you know, they do extraordinarily well in the National Student Survey. So do we. You know, best student experience in London. We're always, like the OU, top handful of universities in terms of quality of teaching. Last week, we became a global top 150 research-intensive university. So we have research intensity, we have quality higher education. We believe that we offer something very special. So those things are all over the buses and the tubes. Transform the end of the day into the beginning of your future. That's part of the messages that bring students into Birkbeck. So whether it's face-to-face contact or the sort of outdoor campaigns, it's promising what we deliver, and then we hope we deliver what we promise. We have a new service. My colleague Angela here is the head of my Birkbeck services, who'll be talking later. And it tries to encompass that pre-entry, transitional services that we run at Birkbeck. So that notion that if you get people ready to study, they come on to the right courses, they come on with the right sort of skills ready for study, they come on financially ready to study. If you get them ready before they start, they're much less likely. So we do a lot of work with the My Birkbeck services. We have a My Birkbeck website, we have this new program which is Get Ahead, Stay Ahead, which is let us help you get ready for the programs and let us help you, once you're on the course, stay ahead of where you should be in that first year. Then that moves into the transition phase, where we have things that happen in the summer, and we have transition events and orientation events where we have colleagues who will get our non-traditional students ready for study. You know, Angela and I do some of the presentations. Mine are really just the, it's going to be all right, you've taken your, my sort of, I do that, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and you've taken that step today. And at the point where people are about to hit our classrooms, you can feel that tension and anxiety and excitement in the room. And this is really about getting people in ways that is likely to help them succeed. That's one of our alums helping on a tour at an orientation. So who better than a Birkbeck alum to come back and say to the students, you can do this. I did it. It's hard, but you can do this. And look at how it changed my life. We have a My Birkbeck Student Centre that's front of house in our building. It's open in the evenings. It's open at weekends. So when non-traditional students, part-time students want support, they know where to come and get it. Everything that we do is about getting a student there, you know, to the point of graduation at Birkbeck. If you come to a Birkbeck graduation ceremony, all of London is there. You know, we are the most diverse student body, except perhaps the Open University. We are the most diverse student body in the country. in terms of who our students are, where they come from. But our aim, and everything that we do in terms of the student experience, is about taking them through that journey. Now, when they go into the classroom, I have a marvellous Pro Vice Master of Learning and Teaching colleague who works with us on the retention strategy. So what happens in the classroom is not what I do. That's what the Pro Vice Master for Learning and Teaching does. You know, we do that journey that gets them into Christmas. But it is completely integrated. You know, we talk to each other a lot. We're having an away day in a couple of weeks where we have all the people who are involved in that whole student journey coming to talk about how we make sure that these students have an experience that allows them to stay with us. And I like this. I don't know how much you can see, but I like that as an image of what we're trying to do, because it's about getting people into our organisations, you know, and spinning their little cap so that at the point at which they leave us, they fly off into some future that is better than where they were when they started with us. The very first people, when I started, I've been at Birkbeck 7 years. I've never stayed anywhere 7 years. It's because I passionately believe in what we do. And the thing that Birkbeck students most say to us is that Birkbeck changed my life. You know, and that for me is an image of having your life changed. At the point at which you get your degree, you fly into whatever future that you aspired to when you started a course at Birkbeck. And so I think, you know, our commitment to the student experience, and my guess is that your commitment to the student experience for part-time students, is about taking non-traditional, underconfident students through that process so they come out the end and they fly. Bang on time.